Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's great to check in with Dave Evans once again with Kiwanis Club of Stratford, talking about, of course, the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. Dave, it's good to see you.
Well, thanks for having me.
We're starting to think a little bit more about the holidays, get a little bit chillier each day, and maybe some snow in the forecast down the road, shall we say. But now is the time to make a donation.
Well, that's right. It may not look like Christmas now, but that doesn't make the need go away, and the need this year is greater than ever.
Okay, let's talk about the goal for this season.
Well, we're looking at over $60,000 because the need is there. We used to be about 750 families. We're now over 1,100, so the cost of doing it, plus the cost of groceries, we just need more money. And there's a lot of ways that you can give. You can drop off a check at the radio station here. We've got the GoFundMe page. You don't even have to leave home. And of course, we have the December 8th Radiothon. And there again, you don't have to leave home. You can drop a check off, of course, at the station, but we also have people manning the phones. And you could just give a credit card number, the amount that you want to give. And, of course, a receipt will be given for tax purposes.
There you go. Lots of ways you can make a donation, lots of ways and you can help out. And, Dave, again, thank you and to everyone at the Kiwanis Club of Stratford for keeping a fundraising event and an initiative like this going, because it's been a number of years we've done this, the CJCS Kiwanis Basket Fund.
Well, that's right. Now, it's been going for 47 years. Now, the city did it for the first few years, and then it outgrew the city. And we took it over with CJCS, and we've been doing that since 1980. So this has been a long term, but it's just changed so much in the last number of years. Talking to group the other night, they wondered, you know, will we ever get back to delivering turkeys and hampers and so on? I said, we just don't have the manpower anymore. I mean, you would need a huge number of drivers, and we don't have enough members anymore to pack that many baskets.
Okay, but again, we can still help out with something like this with monetary donation, and as you say, gift cards is a good way as well, for sure.
Well, that's right. Not everybody loves a turkey, so the families can buy a ham or chicken or whatever they want.
Exactly. That's a good point right there. And let's do a shout out again for No Frills for their recent At the Till campaign, raising $2,600 for the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. And just recently, good folks from Unifor Local 4451 from Cooper Standard dropped off a check to us here at the radio station for over $2,000. Isn't that awesome?
That's my old alma mater. I worked there for almost 30 years, and I was just so proud to see that happen.
Oh, that is wonderful. So again, your business, your organization can make a donation. Do a shout out for other businesses and whatnot to do that as well. And want to let you know, we do have one confirmed event that's coming up. We will be part of the Stratford Fighting Irish hockey game for Saturday, December 16th. We're going to kind of pass the hat or pass that yellow bucket again.
Well, that's right. We're going to be, well, first Friday night with the Warriors, and then with the Fighting Irish in the next Saturday afternoon.
Okay, so it's going to be a hockey 1-2.
That's right, Friday, Saturday.
Perfect. With Stratford Warriors and with Stratford Fighting Irish, and we thank them for helping out too. Dave, is there anything else? But just, of course, make a donation right now if you can.
Well, that's right, and think of the less fortunate people.
Yeah, that is right. And we talk about the price of groceries and more. So, yeah, let's help each other out as a community for sure with the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. Again, details at mystratfordnow.com. Dave Evans with Kiwanis Club of Stratford. Dave, thanks again. We'll chat again next week.
Thanks for having me.